There's a small no trespassing sign that sticks out from a patch of overgrown yellowing grass beside the tracks. But people cross here all the time. 42-year-old Edward Prince lives a few blocks from the intersection. Last year, he was working as a courier for a process server near downtown.
It was like 10 o'clock in the morning. I was on my way to work.
Walking to work. He doesn't have a car. He could walk half a mile to a pedestrian crossing, or like many others, he can cross the tracks.
You know, this is the most convenient way to get there without adding a lot of stress to myself.
So on that morning in July of last year, he headed for the tracks.
When I got two blocks away from the railroad track, two trucks converged on me.
The Florida East Coast Railway Police.
I had a hoodie. I had my hands in my pockets, my hoodie pockets. One of the officers, he stood in his door frame and he pointed a gun at me.
The police cuffed Prince and eventually let him go at the scene with a notice to appear in court. A WLRN Miami Herald investigation examined more than 500 court records from Miami-Dade County from the last 5 years. Prince is one of more than 300 people arrested for trespassing around this intersection of Northwest 17th Street and the tracks. The Florida East Coast Railway declined to comment about Prince's case or any of its police operations. The FEC police exist in part to handle crimes like train robbery and terrorism, but our investigation shows that 93% of their arrests are for trespassing. And most of the time, those arrests are made around that one Overtown intersection, in a low-income neighborhood where walking is an essential form of transportation.
Is it technically a violation of the law? Yeah, technically it's a violation.
Teresa Enriquez is a chief assistant public defender in Miami-Dade County. Our investigation found that 90% of these cases were either dismissed or the prosecution was unwilling to pursue the case. But the arrests remain on people's records.
When you have people who are arrested for merely crossing train tracks, what it does is that it criminalizes poor people and homeless people who are just trying to make their way through the community.
She says at best, these arrests are an inconvenience, and at worst, can mark someone for life. The FEC has said in the past that trespassing is a safety concern. In Miami-Dade County, four trespassers were killed on FEC tracks in 2011 and 2012, the most recent data available. Nelson Berrios worked as a Florida East Coast Railway police officer for 15 years and is now with the Lantana Police Department in Palm Beach County.
You know, we've gone to scenes, horrific scenes where people's lives have been lost. You know, we've seen everything from young children getting killed to the elderly. And, you know, trains just can't stop.
Trains can take more than a mile to stop. Berrio says it's the public's responsibility to steer clear and that arresting people is one of the tools FEC police have to keep people off the tracks. At the intersection where Edward Prince was arrested, trains only pass through a couple times a week.
If there were trains running up and down here, people wouldn't cross over with their strollers and their children and their babies, you know, because we have more common sense than that.
The city of Miami has talked with the Florida East Coast Railway about putting in an official crosswalk here, but nothing has come of it so far. But in a matter of years, this whole scene might change. Tracks for All Aboard Florida, FEC's commuter train, are set to be built right next to the tracks that cut across 17th Street. The plan is to run those trains 16 times each day in both directions. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.